Check mic 1, 2.
Listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I know you like that girl, but you don't understand why she don't text back. I got what you need, big bro. Yeah, you need the man mindset. Change up the way you think and the way you move, all about improvement. And once you got this game, it don't matter what happens, you never gonna lose it.
Can't stop now, I'm focused. I got the man mindset. Right now is your moment. You got the man mindset. Can't stop now, we focused. We got the man mindset.
All right. All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Yo, what's up? Very happy Friday to all you guys out there. Hope y'all are enjoying your week, your weekend, and everything. We got a lot to talk to you about today. We ask anybody to come in here, please do not discuss other content creators. You will get banned. We don't have time for that. We are pushing forward as men do. So, with that being said, gentlemen, first off, you know, shout out. We're gonna give a shout out to all the guys in the chat room. Shout out to all the guys there, guys. Y'all know how we do it, guys. What we talk about is 100% game. Nobody's gonna be talking about the stuff that we're talking about, discussing the stuff that we discuss. And we just want to make sure that what you see here is showing you guys that we are 100% authentic. We're not going to talk. Nobody's going to discuss the things that we discuss. If you're brand new to the show, we ask you guys always go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, hit the notifications. Man, we got a good show. We're going to kick it about a 2.5-3 hour show. I just want you guys to know that. Also, for all my dogs out there, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you are texting somebody and you're having trouble texting, let us know. Put a T in there. We got you covered, man. We got some good shit for y'all today that we're going to discuss. Also, I say to all my guys out there, you know, it's amazing that I say this every single show, and most of you don't do that. And if you don't do it, don't waste your time here. This is not for you. If you want to become a man mindset guy, we will tell you literally, yes, get in your car. Go to Walmart or a toy store. It does not matter. Get your 100-piece puzzle set, put it together. I had a guy today tell me he's been listening to me for a year and finally got his stuff yesterday. Man, I was like, dude, this ain't for you. This ain't for you. Dump the pieces, throw the box away, start putting the puzzles together and everything like that, okay? So we just want to get in y'all questions. Mr. Jones asked a question. Are short responses online an indication of low interest? There's no such thing as a low or high interest. It's just that, no, she doesn't like you. And the reason she doesn't like you is because you're not just not being interesting. Mr. Miller, you don't have to put a T. Just put a T and answer what you need to ask, sir, as far as the text. She just doesn't. She's just not interested, brother. It's not about high or low. She's just not interested, okay? She's just not doing that, okay? So we just wanted to give you guys a shout-out, man. If y'all want to call in, go ahead and call in. The number is 563-999-3056. Also want to shout out to the 255. We changed it because these are the authentic ones, not just from that one day. So if y'all guys want to call in, the lines are open if you want to call in to chop it up. Okay, but we got a lot to talk to y'all about. So, guys, what we want you guys to do is we want you guys out there to make sure that you get your crayons out, write things down, okay? If we're going too fast, let us know. We got you covered. X-Man says, we got a X-Man says statement. I hope you are well. 908, one second. I'll bring you in a second. I hope you are well in regards to ice cream date. I feel it's a bit too early to give an answer, though, of our conversation. Well, X-Men, if we did the bid and you learned it within the 30 minutes that we allot to teach the bid, you would know what to do. Learn your bid and you wouldn't have this problem. Let me go ahead and bring a call in. Area code 908, sir. How can I help you up? What's your question? What's up?
Hey, Uncle. What's going on?
How you doing?
How can I help you?
Sure. What's up?
Yeah. So I was having like a fireplace moment. I was playing chess. And you were talking about positioning like last week. So, I always talk about. Right. So I'm thinking, you know, the king moves a certain way, but then you said where the board.
You're looking at chess. I'm not trying to get you to look at chess. I was playing
and came to that conclusion.
Well, you came to the wrong conclusion because it's not about chess.
Okay.
It's you creating your own board and playing by the rules of your own board. The pieces that run on your board go with the board. So you're not playing the woman and you're not playing her pieces. You're not playing the opponent like chess. Yes, you're playing technically against yourself, but you're playing against your own laws, rules, codes, and standards.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Perfectly clear. Thanks, Unc.
All right. Thank you, brother. Stay up, man. Great question, brother. We'll throw you back in. Thank you for the question. Next question right here. Joe Blow asks a question. Can you have more than one bid that you create? Okay. Joe, let me explain something to you real quick. Let me explain something to you, Joe. It's very important to understand this. This question is like it's like me going to a mathematics teacher and say, is there more than another number other than one that can start the numbers off? Is there another letter other than the letter A that can start off the alphabet? Joe, this is what you don't understand and why the bid is so important, because the bid never changes, because women are not that special right now for you to change what you say. The problem is because you don't have any game or you don't have a bid. Whenever you meet a woman, you're always throwing shit up on the wall based on the woman and not yourself. Most of you guys look at a woman, automatically assume by how she looks, you've got to talk to her a certain way. Once you learn your bid, which is your A or your one, it is something like I told you before. I am not here to prove myself to you. You are here to get to know me. Just like the number one and the letter A do not run around and force people to learn them. The letter A knows that if you want to learn how to read and write, you've got to learn me and you've got to learn what I stand for, the phonics of me and all this other stuff. That's what I'm trying to let you see. So if you want to look for something else, you're in the wrong place then, man, because this is the problem with a lot of you guys. You're always looking for a easy and a shortcut. That's not what we do here. We don't look for easy and shortcuts, okay? That's what I'm saying, okay? We don't look for easy and we don't look for shortcuts. So we want to make sure of that, okay? So anyway, let's get into the show. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number. Number's open. Y'all want to call in? Y'all go ahead. If y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. All right, man, we got a good show today, man, and we're going to break some stuff down more about the core, man. Just like I was talking to that young man, 908, I want to talk about the core and what it is and what it's about. See, the problem while you're on the surface for a lot of you guys, you're all into your feelings. Everything you look at, you're into your feelings, and you can always tell someone that's in their feelings by how they behave and act around people. As men, we are holding down ourselves, and we're not holding down anybody else. We're not holding down anybody but ourselves in the game. So what we got to talk about today is not necessarily the feelings. We got to talk about your core. It is a place that gives you the ability to perceive, to eliminate emotions and control how you move, okay? That means moving in ways to not, you'll never have stress. You'll never have anxiety. You won't have confidence or worry about confidence in any kind of situation when you find your core. But you cannot find your core from the surface, and that's what most of you guys are doing nowadays. You're trying to cheat the game. You're sitting and you're lazy. Like I said before, most of you have been listening. You still don't have your puzzle pieces. So you're never going to reach the core. You're going to like what I'm saying, and then you're going to sit around and say to yourself, well, what does that mean? I mean, how do I get my core? How do I begin talking and all this other stuff, man? See, what you have to understand as a surface dweller that is in his emotions, and I'm going to show you why you lose first. So, you know, first hour we're going to talk about the losing, and then we're going to, then the next 2 hours or an hour and a half, we'll be talking about solving. You guys can call in if you have a question to ask, or in the chat room, let us know, and we have you covered. Welcome you all here. But what you don't understand when you are thinking from the outside of yourself, meaning that you are being driven by emotions, a lot of, and this is not women, this is a lot of you displaying a lot of mommy in you, okay? A lot of mommy in you. Because what you don't understand is that from the moment that you have come into this world, the world is constantly testing to see what you are for yourself, okay? From the moment of you crawling to walking, you are always tested, okay? And when you are challenged, what you do and what you face based on the challenge is really going to show you what you actually are to yourself, okay? But for most of you guys, you look at things coming to you. You look at life coming at you as a problem. You look at time coming to you as a problem. You look at a woman coming around as a problem. Junior, I got you 1 second to answer that 1 second. As a problem, okay? But there are always things around that corner. Even though when you were small and you could not even crawl or even walk, there were challenges as far as walking, because after you learn how to walk, you had to learn how to talk. You had to learn how to write. You had to learn how to dance. You had to learn how to interact with people. And all these things, they just keep going up and up and up to a point where most of you guys allow, see, frustration, anxiety, excuses, and feminine emotions are always from the man who looks outside of himself. You always notice it's always on the outside. It's never internal. It's never internal. It's living outside of yourself. Challenged by relationships, women, experiences, and things like that. Maybe you can't pay your bills and you feel that that's a problem. Maybe you're having a problem at your work and you think that's a problem. Maybe it's hard for you to deal with certain women. You think that's a problem. Trying to talk to women is a problem. Not being able to control yourself, you think is a problem. Feeling alone, a problem. Making excuses, a problem. Being a victim, a problem. All of these things, gentlemen, come from the surface, and that is why it attaches to your feelings versus the knowledge you need to have right here. Let me go ahead and grab Junior Den 13. I understand how to move and be with women, but what about men who want to be friends still? Wait, I don't, what do you, dude, please, dude. Let me get this right. I understand how to move and be with women, but what about, dude, don't ask me this kind of stuff. Shout out to my dog, Mark. How you doing, Mark? Mark, what's good with you, Mark? Shout out to you. Hope your old man is okay, Mark. I hope your old man is okay, brother. Stand up, brother. Much love to you, Mark. How do I make statements instead of interviewing type questions? Because you got to learn how to talk to women versus talking at them. But let me continue what I'm saying. All you guys don't understand is that because you're looking at life from the outside and you don't accept. See, it's a shame. It's funny. You accept nature. You know nature is moving right now constantly. You accept nature. You accept the birds, you accept the bees, you accept the animals in the ocean, the mammals in the ocean. You accept the snakes. You accept everything around you. You also accept the weather. You accept if it's hot outside, cold outside, if it's windy, rain, or snow. You accept all these things. But the one thing you do not accept is the game. You do not accept time, and you do not accept that life does not give a fuck. Those three things, the time, game, and life, do not care about you. Nor do you accept the fact that a woman does not have to like you or have to be around you. See, as a man, there are no such things as a problem to a man because a man looks to himself for the answers. Because everything that he faces leads to his growth because he knows how to handle it. You know, I'm kind of like a Trekkie, and Star Trek kind of like created an alien species that does exactly what I'm talking about. It's kind of weird. It's called the Borg, and if you know anything about the Borg, if you watch Star Trek Generations, you know I'm a Trekkie and shit. If you destroy one time, one way, it will then, when it comes back, it will assimilate itself to be able to protect itself from whatever it is it got killed from the first time. See, the thing that y'all have got to understand in aspects of your life when it comes to the game is that most of you guys are always looking and always worrying and always moving about where you don't know other people and you don't know how other people move, how other people think, how other people go forth and do things. You don't. A lot of you guys out here, unfortunately, choose to be where you're at. Women gossip. Women are allowed to talk about drama. Women are allowed to talk about all the things that, unfortunately, most males are discussing today and last week and the week before. Now, I'll be watching Doctor Strange tomorrow. I'm going to go check that out tomorrow, Jay. I'm going to check that out tomorrow. I know there's some end credit scenes, so I'm going to check that out tomorrow with the boys and shit. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that it's very important to understand that it is that life and everything that you're doing from the outside is why you lose, okay? And like I said before, the problem is because you're looking to somebody else to be your guiding mechanism or following YouTubers that try to force you to be like them and talk like them and act like them versus find somebody showing you how to be yourself. But see, when you are trying to learn who you are on the inside, it is a very uncomfortable process for a lot of you guys because a lot of you guys are not used to those things, okay? A lot of guys are not used to how it feels working for themselves, okay? A lot of guys just don't deal with issues and problems the right way. What some will do is some will ignore the problems, okay? But it's like, all right, think about it like see, the uncomfortable process, let's just give you an example. Think of just somebody just rolling up in your house like your mind does. Let's say your mind rolling up not only into your house, but but rolling up into your world. And what makes it worse is that your mind right now, your mindset is constantly getting in your way, constantly there. Everywhere you go, he's always around, whether it's in the bathroom, taking a shower, going to bed. Not only is he telling you things, but he's disrespecting you at the same time by telling you you're not good enough. It's like everywhere you go, he's running your world, just like your house. It's like you're in the bathroom, he's in your shower. You want to go to bed, he's already in your bed, sleeping in your pillow, just running, walking up to you, putting his finger in your food, disrespecting you day in and day out. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys out here, you're allowing this to happen, and most of you don't understand why you're allowing this to happen. Most of you guys don't want to deal with your problems. It feels good looking at everybody else's problems. It feels good to look at people that things happening to other people makes you feel good. That's not how we should operate ourselves as men. Men don't move that way or operate that way. But you have invited somebody into your mind that's telling you that you're not good enough for anything, because everything you do and every time you turn around, it's an issue or a problem that you feel that you cannot solve yourself. Maybe you're just thinking that, you know what, this is something I can't solve. But as a man, the man who is solution-based will look at what's going on as an opportunity to learn something new about himself. Most men will capitalize on situations that are beneficial to them, where the average guy will look at a situation and feel a certain way, a certain mood, a certain thought. And what we're saying to you is that even though the mindset, how you think and how you feel may be overbearing right now to all you guys, and it might slow you down, it might hold you back, you can't control those things. See, from a lot of you guys out here, most of you guys learn most from your failures and your mistakes to run away from certain things. Most of y'all fail from failures and mistakes to run away from thoughts and run away from feelings and things like that, okay? And what we're saying to you guys out here is that we want you to see that we don't want you to look at the game as something you should run away from. The truth is about your core is that problems are very essential to how you learn as a man. And instead of running away from the problems that you actually think you have that are not problems, see, there's a difference between a problem and a situation. But because you are in the feminine or in your feelings, it's going to feel like it's a problem. It's going to feel more than what it actually is, gentlemen. It's going to feel like more than what it actually is. But it's not about the problem. It's about not learning how to solve said problem or issue. It's about communicating with yourself and trusting the information that you believe in to be able to solve said problem. That's where the core comes in at. See, most of y'all guys are always looking at, well, how do I talk to a woman and how do I get confidence and how do I do this and how do I do that? But you actually don't really want to know that. You're just asking a question like you would ask a woman, what do you do for a living, knowing you don't care. Asking her what college she goes to, knowing you don't care. So what you've taught yourself, so what you've taught yourself to do, you have taught yourself to ask yourself the same questions you would ask a woman, knowing you actually really don't want to know the answer. And that's the crazy thing about it. A lot of guys ask questions, but they actually really don't want to know the answer to the question. They actually think by asking a question, they're trying to show interest in that question, but they actually are lying to themselves. And that's how the mind tricks and deceives. Okay? You see, things, I don't even want to call it problems. Things happen. Things happen. But when that thing that is happening affects you on an emotional level, then it becomes a problem or a situation. Whereas a man sees whatever's coming his way, whatever that is, he's not putting any emotions in whatever that is, because once you put emotion into whatever you look at, it will have power over you. Remember that, guys. It will have power over you. And as long as you see, it that way, and as long as you guys out here don't move that way, I'm telling you guys, it's the most amazing thing that happens when you can't just see what you see. You can't move. You can't think. You have issues. You have problems because it's holding you down. What I'm saying to you that no one talks about is that you're not actually having a problem. You just named it a problem, just like you named that feeling you feel as fear. It's not a problem. As I've been telling you since the late 90s, the only problem you are actually going to have, or all of us will have, is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. That is a problem because it is outside of ourselves. We cannot control a meteor coming towards Earth. That is outside of us. That's a problem to a man, something that he cannot think of or control himself. That is a problem. But what most of you guys are doing now, and this is very important, is most of you guys out here are looking not at problems and calling them problems. Unfortunately, it just comes down to one simple fact. These things are nothing more than decisions and choices that need to be made. It's not that complicated. It's a problem because once you see it, you decide and choose not to handle it. You decide and choose not to approach her. You decide and choose not to talk to her. You decide and choose not to move how you need to move. These are all choices and decisions, and nobody wants to teach you this type of game because people don't want you to know this truth right here. And they might be simple decisions that, you know what, it may very well might have you have to make a chain of decisions to get your desired outcome from that decision. But at the end of the day, they're nothing more than what? Decisions. That is all they are. They're nothing more, nothing less than decisions and choices that you make. But yet, we want to label it. See, like women, we always want to label things. A woman that is not giving you any sex, you want to label her a bitch. You have been taught through YouTube to label single mothers as scourge of the earth. You've been taught to label women that move up, move life, arrive to be. You see what I'm saying? You have been taught to think versus teaching yourself how to think for yourself. And when you can see the game in the way that I'm showing you, gentlemen, you will eventually figure out how to move as a man. Because at that point, you will have a deeper understanding of who you are. And when it comes to your day-to-day interactions, you'll stop tying whatever's in front of you, whatever decision and choices in front of you, you'll be able to cut that off without worrying about thoughts and using your imagination in the wrong way to conjure up things in your mind that make you feel like that woman's no good, there's something wrong with her, there's something wrong with me, and that's not how game actually works. It doesn't work that way. But unfortunately, people don't want to let you guys know that the interpretations that you make, gentlemen, about every situation that you're in when it comes to a woman, it really truly determines and shifts not only the choices that you make, but it determines your perspective of whatever the situation is or the thing. I don't even want to call it a situation because it's not even a situation and it's not even a problem. It's actually a perspective that you have that creates the problem and creates the situation. You see, this is why game is so deep. Because the way you're perceiving and looking at the game is based off of mommy and how you think and how you feel and how you are operating to yourself. And this is why you're having the trouble, because all your life, just because she's pretty, it's a problem. I want to talk to her, it's a problem. I don't know how to ask her for a date, it's a problem. I don't know what to say is a problem, but is it actually a problem or is it a choice decision? Is it a choice and is it a decision that you choose to make? So is it actually a problem? But see, the world doesn't want you to see that because they always tell you whenever you see problems, they sometimes want to medicate you. And you guys you've been getting medicated. But you're not getting medicated from pills. Well, some of you have come from pills and stuff to get medicated. But you get medicated by that bullshit Black Manosphere shit. You get medicated by YouTubers that don't have game. You get medicated by words and phrases and shit. You get that becomes your medication because it's easier to put a rug over my problem by medicating my mind to think about something else instead of thinking about me. Think about what I'm saying, gentlemen. Think about how deep this is that we're talking about. I welcome all of you here, guys. I want to call in. You got the number? Y'all have the number. But what I'm saying to you guys is that this is where you go wrong because you're so busy trying to not find yourself. You're not trying to go beyond your edge because you choose not to work on yourself. So what you want to do is you want to throw the mind off of what you think is a problem by sitting around and worrying about life and worrying about women and stuff like that. See, gentlemen, the man that makes it outside of himself is a man that's in his feelings and emotions. The man that's in his feelings and emotions is going to interpret the world totally different and see things as problems, women as problems, a date as a problem, a marriage as a problem. All these things are problems to him, or a dating situation, a dating problem, a marriage problem, a approach problem, situation. But what he doesn't see is what we are trying to get you to see is that it is not actually a problem. It is a bad interpretation of whatever it is you're facing because you're not solving it, so you're seeing a limiting belief, a negative feeling that is going to hold you back from solving whatever that thing is. You will never solve a problem because all your life you've been trained to what? Run away from problems. You cover up problems. You avoid problems. You do things to say, well, I'll get to it later, problem or situation. You know, I won't do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, a lot of guys say, well, I want to learn game. I want to grow. But then they come back 3 weeks later and say, well, I got a situation. How do I learn? How do I grow? How do I understand when? But they don't want to do it, gentlemen. They don't want to move, okay? They don't want to move. Leak, I already explained that to you one time. Please, if you ask something stupid again, I'm kicking you out. Please, Leak, don't ask me no fucking dumbass question. We already talked about that shit, motherfucker. Damn, sorry. Anyway, back to y'all guys. I apologize, dog. Anyway, let me get back to y'all guys. See, what I'm saying to you guys is that you, the reason why you are actually what you are right now is because you have made the choice and you have made the decision to not solve what is in front of you. So what you have been doing, yes, procrastinating, making excuses, thinking that you have tomorrow coming so you could do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I don't need to do it right now. I got all the time in the world, so I don't need to solve it right now. I'll get to it later. Type thinking. And this is what holds you back, and this is what slows you down from the game. Because it's the interpretations you're making. See, when you're a man and you're moving, and we'll talk more about this in the second hour, but there are no problems. A woman is not a problem. Her rejecting me is not a problem. Her telling me that I'm not good or I'm this or I'm that, it's not a problem. These are not problems, gentlemen. Everything is a choice and everything is a decision. Hey, chat room dogs, y'all. Hey, all my mods, y'all are doing a great job. Thank you, mods. Y'all are doing a great job, gentlemen. You're doing a great job, gentlemen. Okay? JB, listen. JB, I'm going to tell you something. See, y'all think I'm lying. See, this is a case in point. JB, I already told you what it is about with coaching and do it, but I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not right for you. I can't help you. You're not a student of the game. You cannot learn. I cannot help you. And I'm being honest with you. And I want to show you guys, this is exactly what I'm talking about. See, when you just told him, I talked to him the other day. Y'all know this. I told him to call in and we will handle this at his core when he's ready to do it. Y'all see what I'm saying? I told him that. But now he's asking the question, JB, this is not for you. I can't help you. JB, I cannot coach you. Do not get coaching from me. Go find somebody else. You are not teachable. You will not be able to learn game. You will not be able to get and learn game, sir. Okay? You're not. All right? So what I'm saying to you guys out there is that sometimes you got to be honest with people. This is not for you, JB. You're not ready for this level of game. You're not. And a lot of you aren't. But, I mean, as long as I'm being honest with you guys, I'm keeping it real. I talked to you 6 hours ago, but you're asking me the same question. And you know what? I'm going to give you a timeout right now, but the next time I'm going to boot you out. Okay? I know, Jeremy, I don't understand. This is why I tell all you guys that are here, this is why you're going to win. And this is why they're going to lose. Because everybody thinks he thinks everything is funny. They think everything is funny and all that until they get around the woman, and then they want to run back to motherfucker like me and ask me questions. See, he's laughing and thinks everything funny, but I'm not the weak-ass motherfucker saying the stupid-ass shit that he's saying, right? So I'm just showing y'all guys. Listen, this is how deep it is. See, you're getting an edge with this show that you're not getting with none of these other YouTubers out here, because once you can shift your mindset and begin to see, okay, and begin to see that what you are facing is not a problem, okay? It is not a problem, okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that it is very important, okay? It is very important, okay? Well, yeah, O'Shea, listen. Okay, hold on a second. All right, hey, wait. Okay, I'm sorry, my bad. Let me get at O'Shea, listen. We're going to be talking about the application in a second, but we got to, the thing about this show is I just don't want to say something to these young men. I want to let them see and understand the why behind it, because if they don't see and they don't understand the why behind it, they will never see that they're missing out on the opportunities. Thing that you see is not a problem, gentlemen. It is an opportunity, but we'll talk about that later. We'll discuss that in the next 2 hours, because what one must see and one must understand is that the problem is not what is in front of you. It is the perception that you have created for yourself through your decisions and your choices. See, the regular guy does not work on his mouthpiece. The regular guy doesn't work on his house. The regular guy doesn't work on how to make a woman smile. He doesn't work on how to make a woman blush. He doesn't work on how to make a woman laugh. He doesn't work on how to be smooth. He doesn't work on how to be seductive. He doesn't work on how to be romantic. He doesn't work on his laws. He doesn't work on his rules. He doesn't work on his codes. He doesn't work on his principles. He doesn't work on his vision statement. He doesn't work on his mission statement and all these things. He doesn't work on any of these things, gentlemen. He doesn't, and again, it's no knock on him. He just doesn't work on those things. He chooses not to work on these things. He chooses. Again, remember, guys, a lot of guys don't want to see this truth because they don't want to look at this mirror. They choose not to work on belief systems for themselves. They choose not to create principles, laws, and rules for themselves. They choose not to see the value in themselves, but they choose the emotions outside of themselves to do what women do with the makeup, is cover up the feelings, to put the wig on the feelings, put the eyeliner on the feelings, put the makeup on the feelings, putting a lot of stuff, respect to you, O'Shea, thank you, brother, put a lot of stuff, gentlemen, listen to me, on feelings. And see, gentlemen, I'm not saying you're wearing makeup or anything. What I'm saying is you're running away from your truth by thinking if I run away from it, it's going to go away, and it doesn't work that way. The game does not work that way, and that is why when you don't work on yourself and you don't work on who you are as a man, you don't work on your understanding of why you are you. You can't be decisive then. You can't set direction then. You can never be clear and concise with a woman because you're not clear and concise with yourself. You'll never drive her or drive the results that you want or get things done. All you'll do, and most of y'all will see what I'm talking about, you'll jump from metal to purpose, to going your own way, to SYSBM, to high value, no status, no FAP, whatever they kick out next. You're always running to everything except yourself, and that's why you're not actually one with yourself, and you're not actually growing as a man for yourself. See, people are always thinking that it's got to be the woman. It's the woman. It's the woman. But is it actually the woman? There's nothing inside of you that's restless inside. You can't feel You should feel restless when you reach your core. I only sleep like 2 hours a day. I'm restless. I've been restless since I was 9 years old, restless. I wish I could be like you surface dwellers and sleep 8 or 9 hours and waste my fucking life away. I wish I could do what y'all do. I really do. But at my core, I'm restless because when you get hooked on your drug, as far as evolving as a man, you become restless. It's hard to sleep because you're so excited about the new you tomorrow. It's hard to sleep. Guys, y'all remember, I always tell y'all guys to give y'all an example. Christmas Eve. You remember when we were kids? Remember how restless we were because the excitement was so great? We couldn't wait to get up and run downstairs and rip open those presents. We were restless. Or Halloween, that day took fucking, it was the only day of the year that took like forever to get dark. It was the only goddamn day of the year. If y'all, I don't know if y'all trick-or-treat anymore, but this is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. I'm trying to open up your eyes to what I'm saying. You should feel restless. Because you can't wait. You can't function like the average person because every experience is a new beginning of you. At your core, you should be bold in taking the risks, willing to push all the chips to the middle of the table just to see, hey, guys, not to see if you get her. And not to see if you don't get her. You just do it for shits and giggles. It's just like in nature. If you watch nature, because nature doesn't YouTube or anything, sometimes the predator will get the prey and just let it go. Just to see how far it can run before it goes and grabs it again. And sometimes what the lions do is they will get a baby whatever, and they will put their paw in and hold it down, and they will let it go so the cubs can chase it down. And if they can't get it, the mom will come back or the dad will put the paw down again and let it go. Just to see, it's not, see, when you're at your core, you do it because you, look, you know you can get her, but you like, fuck, I just want to see what the fuck I can do just because I can. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying? That y'all, I hope y'all understand what I'm saying, okay? Let me say, Q, say this. How will one be able to tell I'm explaining it. Listen to me, brother. I'm explaining it right now, and it's going over your head. This is when you know you're one with yourself, when you are so interested in not the end result. You just want to do it for shits and giggles. And even if you do it right or even if you do it wrong, because y'all see when I'm on my Oculus, I'm always fucking up. You embrace the mistakes, but you use the wisdom of the mistakes to effectively execute as a man your ideas. Your, not mine, not the YouTubers, your ideas. To be able to get and build your mating, remember, connects to your team, to be able to delegate to your team, to your scribe, to your studio, to your culinary school, to your motherfucking drug lab, to your guide, to your marketing team, to your gym, to your detective, to your construction worker. All these things connect because at that point, see, I'm trying to show you four vision that you don't see it, but I'm trying to explain it, okay? I'm trying to explain it to you guys, okay? So y'all can see and understand how this works as men, okay? Because there's no fear. Because the adrenaline, if there is any fear, can't feel it. Because the rush and the adrenaline and the hunt of the game is so fucking, it's the greatest high, man. It's looking at her knowing that she ain't even got a fucking chance. It's like the woman had with you guys. See, their high that some women have with you is that their high knows, oh, he's going to be my chauffeur. Ooh, I can't wait for him to drive me around, and I can't wait for him to fix things, and I can't wait for him to take me to dinner, and I can't wait for him to pay my bills. They may get a high, but I'm saying for you guys, as a man, there is no fear because the adrenaline of the game, the thrill of the hunt, being in the moment is the greatest aphrodisiac. It's the greatest. It's fentanyl, dog. It's the most powerful fucking feeling you can think about. It's the most powerful thing, man. Because it's exciting. There's no excitement like the excitement, gentlemen, of seeing a woman and realizing it's already over. It's already over before. Look, I'm talking about seeing a woman and knowing she's going to fall in love. Seeing a woman, she's going to lust. It's not even fucking fair how fucking good it feels just to fucking fuck around. Hey, remember I told you we were so good at getting women that we had to challenge ourselves. So the only way we had to challenge ourselves was play the thing called the rejection game. So we would go to the clubs, the bars, or any like events like 4th of July or whatever, and we're saying that, you know what, let me do some shit to get rejected. Let me push all the chips in the middle and just let me fuck around and let me have some fun with this shit. Let's see who gets rejected the most. Because when you're with wolves and you're with pipe hitters, everybody can get pussy. That's who you're rolling with. But the beautiful thing is when you are around your boys and you're like, let's see how many times we gonna get rejected. Whoever gets rejected the most, and it's the hardest thing, guys. It's the hardest thing because when a woman meets a real man and she can detect that he's real, it doesn't matter what the fuck he says, because if it's really crazy, they're gonna laugh and think it's funny or something. It's weird. It is very hard and very difficult for a woman to sit around and just reject a man. It just doesn't work that way. It's very hard. It's very difficult. Cannot work, will not work. And it's the most amazing thing, okay? It's the most amazing thing, man. And what is very, very important in all of this is that this is why game is so important. This is what you feel. Guys, I want to call in 563. Let me see. I think it went. Wait, is it down? Okay. 563-999-3056 is the number, but I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue talking to this, tell you about the feeling. See, at your core, to know what you are is to not think in the box, not think outside of the box, gentlemen, but be the box. Meaning that as a man, I don't observe and do shit. I create shit. I created the wine above the bed. I created the lights. I created my apartment where the paintings are. I created the easel. I created how I talk to her on the phone. I create how I text to her. You see what I'm saying? I create. See, I am not trying to live off of somebody else's life. And that's where so many of you guys go wrong. Because so many of you guys out here try to live through somebody else's life instead of your own life. You try to live off of somebody else's ideas instead of your own idea. You try to live off of somebody because they have a high click count. You try to live off their reputation instead of your own reputation. You try to live off of somebody else's successes instead of your own successes. And this is why most of you are where you're at right now, because you're too busy trying to be somebody else instead of your motherfucking selves. Men don't live other people's lives. Now, don't get me wrong. Understand, when you're a kid and you're playing throw-up tackle and you want to be your favorite football player or your favorite defensive player, yeah, that's when you're a kid. But as a man, we don't live lives, ideas, and reputations of other men because those men are not us. We create everything until we are done, rarely taking time off. Shit, time off for 2 hours of sleep, and you die. I wish we couldn't sleep. I wish I didn't have to sleep, but sometimes my headaches say, I got to lay down, Steve. You got to slow down, man. I know you're trying to go 50 miles an hour. You're 50 years old, but you're moving like you're a goddamn teenager, man. You got to slow down, dog. Our body cannot keep up with the mind, so we got to slow you down. Sometimes that's why I got to take the 2 hours off, man. I hate taking time off of me. Exhausting myself until I'm tapped out of the creative thoughts, mindsets, and energy that I put into what I am. The process of me that gives me the edge, you the edge when you do this, when you're at your core. So many of y'all are so focused on everybody else's life except your own. Focus on the media except your own. Focus on the YouTubers except your own. Focus on Johnny Depp except your own. That's what women do. They focus on everything but themselves. But men don't. Men don't. Yeah, it's a great, hey, I heard he does it. Man, the mentality is hard. I'm telling, guys, I say to all of you listening to me, if you actually want to grow, you ain't getting no sleep. It's the hardest thing to do. I have to force myself to take my phone and put on some classical music just to silence my fucking mind. Because my mind is doing this idea, thought, idea. And it's just not idea. It's idea broken down to A, B, C, D, A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, A51, A52, A5B, circle, square. It just, it doesn't shut off. And I have to silence it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, David. It's like that mama mentality you're saying. It's deep. Because we're looking at not trying to be somebody else's innovation. We're trying to be our own innovation because we're comfortable with us to focus on our facts, to focus on the things. See, I can only focus on what I can control, and that is me. I can only focus on me. I cannot control the woman. Now, I can make her lose control by how I am, but I cannot control her. Nobody can control a woman, but they can lose control. But I am always pushing to go beyond the space that I'm in, beyond my comfort zone, to the places unknown, the places I don't understand, the places I don't know, the places, it's like a forest. I see the forest. I need to knock those trees down and pave way to expand my mindset in my comfort zone and how I think and how I move. Y'all see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that, now, David, I don't want you to stop sleeping because I'm saying, listen, David, I don't want you to stop sleeping because I'm saying stop sleeping. No. Don't do it because I say it. I always tell you, don't do it because I'm saying it. I'm just telling you what's going to happen when you hit your core. When you hit it, it's going to open up something in you that I don't even know what it is. I don't fucking know what it is. I can't even tell you what the fuck it is. But I promise you, you got to make a crossroad moment. Because if you go down that road, you can never come back. You go down that road, you will never be the same again. You go down that road, you are always going to move and think and behave, and it's just different. You will no longer be like the 98%. You will always be alone. You will always have people hating you because they can't understand you, and they love you because they can't understand you. And you have women that's going to want you because they want to know what you are, because learning more with you is showing them what you're feeling. So it's weird. I'm telling you, if you're not ready for it, don't do it. Okay, that's what I'm saying, David. Yeah, I appreciate it, but that's what I'm saying. I don't want you guys to just do it because you're doing it when it happens. I'm just telling you, when it happens, you don't lead with your emotions. You don't lead with your feelings. You lead with the laws, the rules, and the codes that you have created in your mind. It is the law. Let me show you guys the laws. Guys, listen to what I'm saying today. Listen to what I'm saying. The laws, the rules, and the codes, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all guys. The laws, rules, and codes are so important. The laws, the rules, and the codes are so important in the game, because it is the law, it is the rule, it is the code of how you move. It is the man, not the leg, excuse me. It is the man that thinks how he's going to do things. It is the man that creates the mental toughness to do these things. It is the man that stores the information in his mind. It is a man that is able to scribe and build his amusement park and work on his warrior and market himself and watch his culinary school and work on his drug labs. It is that man that can sit to his own court system and be able to create his own laws that only are for him and nobody else. How you move, how you think, how you behave. See, I'm not trying to say be anti anything, because everybody wants you to buck the system for some fucking reason. But how can you buck something that you are here? See, if you're trying to buck the system from the outside, it's because somebody has trained you or somebody has cultivated in your mind to do that. O'Shea, give me 1 second. Is to cultivate that in your mind. But what I'm saying to you is, what if you're the system? What if you're the rule? What if you're the law, the code, and how you move? You're the establishment. And you lead by who you are, not by what somebody wants or expects you to be, gentlemen. Leading by who you are, not by what someone wants you to be. Listen to his words. He explains in a simple way, like once you still just agree to answer. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what, O'Shea, here's the thing. The thing is that, no, D, he's right. Wait, D, stop. Listen. He's right. He's not friendly fucking firing. If you get out of your own fucking way and listen to what he's saying, he's absolutely fucking right. 2 + 2 will always be fucking 4, or excuse me, and what he was saying, 1 + 1 will always be 2. But in the outside surface dweller, what he's trying to say is that you will never accept 1 + 1 being 2. No, don't time him out. Don't time him out. No. Hold on. I don't want y'all time this guy out. He's telling y'all shit. Hold on, O'Shea. I'm sorry, man. Hold on. I don't want y'all to time this man out. He did nothing wrong. He's not being disrespectful. He's not doing anything wrong. I don't want – let's not time him out. Wait, let me find him. O'Shea, I apologize, O'Shea. Let me find you. Hold on, dog. Don't time him out. He hasn't done anything wrong. Don't time him out. Do not time him out, okay? Don't time him out, okay? He's not being disrespectful. He's not being rude. O'Shea, don't leave. Let me see if I can. All right, I got you, O'Shea. Now that you don't time him out, he's trying to tell y'all something. Listen what he said. There's depth in what he's saying, okay? There's depth in what he's saying, O'Shea, and I apologize for that, big dog. They just quick on the trigger because they don't bullshit. That's why I love my chat room dogs. But let me just give y'all what I'm trying to explain, what he's saying to you guys. He's trying to tell you through what I'm saying is that until you accept 1 + 1 = 2, you're never going to accept numbers. You're never going to understand mathematics because everything I'm showing you is trying to accept yourself. Okay? Everything is accepting yourself. I'm sorry. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. No, and Mod, listen, I appreciate y'all. Y'all are doing a great job. Thank you, guys. First off, Mods, all my mods, I'll say thank you very much. I love y'all finger on the trigger. I appreciate y'all. But O'Shea didn't do anything bad. He's just saying things. It's not disrespectful, okay? Let's not throw out the disrespect, okay? But also, let me get to your core real quick. See, when you're at your core, you become curious, okay? You become curious to seek out and learn new things about yourself. The thrill is processing who you are and why you are on a regular basis, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday. That's what I'm talking about today. That's what I want you guys to see. That's what I want you guys to feel. That's what I want you guys to think. That's what I'm saying. But also, when you are one with yourself and at your core, and you're not looking at the world as problems and things like that, you're going to truly discard the rules that the world has set on you. Okay? The man does not follow the crowd because a man does not want to get lost in the crowd, gentlemen. Say that again because I don't think y'all listen to your boy. Let me say that again. O'Shea, O'Shea, we got you, big dog. We got you, O'Shea. But my bad, O'Shea. They just taking care of the thing. They all good. They all good. Much love to you, O'Shea. We appreciate you, man. But listen to what I'm saying. A man does not follow the crowd. A man is not hypergamy. A man is not metal. A man is not red pill. A man is not a black manosphere. A man is none of these things because that's why most of y'all get lost in this shit. You are going to be hated. You're going to be criticized. Your friends are going to talk behind your back. Expect it. It's going to happen. But also the women going to talk behind your back, but fuck you behind your back, but we won't get into that. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys is this, is that they love to try to bring you down because they know that you are the only one and the only thing that can build them up. It's just like the guys, I'll give you all an example. As I told you guys before, right now for a lot of you guys, y'all are standing around, y'all see a woman walk by. And a lot of y'all guys are looking at that woman. Y'all talking about, hey, man, you see that about, yeah, man, you going to go see Dr. Strange? Yeah. And then a woman walks by like, yeah, I fuck her. Yeah. Look at the ass on her. Yeah, yeah. See how y'all do? But as you begin to learn you, it's going to be the same thing. Here you go. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to see Dr. Strange at the movie theater and everything like that. Hey, guy, I'll be right back. Hold on. And then you'll go over there and put your bid in. And gentlemen, even if she turns you down, all those guys are going to laugh at you. But you know what? I bet you two or three of those motherfuckers are going to pull you aside and say, dude, what'd you say to that girl? You want to know why? Because the world today will laugh to try to bring you down and then later try to follow you to build you up. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me grab this. Let me see. Yesterday, a woman I just met texted, good morning. I hope you're having a great day. Talked to you after work. I responded with a voice message. She never got back to me. We have a date tomorrow. Should I call her? No. BK, not only should you not call her, that if you don't hear anything from her today, there is no date. If you do not hear from, look at your clock. It's 7:14 Eastern Standard Time. that woman has five fucking minutes. Well, not 5 hours, pretty much like 4 hours and 45 minutes. If she doesn't answer you in 4 hours and 45 minutes, she's gone. Gone, brother. Don't you let no woman dictate how you move. You dictate how you move. But see, this is what I'm saying, BK. You've got to set the standard. You see what I'm saying, BK? You got to say, BK, you know what? How am I going to handle a woman bullshitting me? Oh, shit. I got it. Scribe. Peep game. If I try to get at her and she doesn't get at me in 24 hours, scribe, we going to let her go. Hey, warrior, we're cutting her off. All right? Hey, marketing team, I'm going to bring this to you. Marketing team, I'm going to bring it to you. Let me tell you why I'm bringing it to you, marketing team. Because, marketing team, I know why I'm making this law, rule, code, and standard for myself. And this is how I, again, am going to defend that. This is how I am going to stand on it. And how am I going to express it? I'm going to cut her off. So when you do that and you meet a woman, then you become the fourth pig. Remember I told you, the fourth pig doesn't have to say anything. The woman already knows what she's dealing with. And a woman knows when she's dealing with a real one, she can't fuck around with a real one. Because if she fucks around with a real one, guys, she's gone. Y'all see the game in that? She's gone. She's gone. Remember what I'm saying. She's gone. She's gone. But as I'm saying, not only disregarding the rules and every trying to follow the crowd, so many of you have gotten lost in the crowd, and that's why you can't find yourself, because the loss is trying to be somebody else's thought. You cannot win in this game trying to be somebody else's thought. It just doesn't work that way. But the important thing that we're trying to show you in the game, gentlemen, is that not only are you connected with your growth, you're connected in the independence of you from everybody. Everybody. And what is the one thing that gives you independence? It's the one thing that we're the only one that talks about that gives you independence. It's the one thing that no one tells you about. You are independent based off of your fingerprint, gentlemen. You are independent, not dependent of somebody else. See, when you are dependent on, you're saying that fuck my fucking legacy, fuck my bloodline, fuck who I am, fuck my fingerprint. Let me depend on another man. Let another man guide me. Let another man teach me how to think. Let another man teach me how to move. And this is why y'all lose. Because always remember, 50 Cent said it his best. If you're following someone else's sunlight, what you gonna do when that sun goes the fuck away? Time to think, guys. We get deep over here. We get deep over here. We are getting deep. People don't talk about this stuff because people don't want you guys to win. They don't want you to think independently. They want you to depend. The woman depends on the makeup, depends on the weave, depends on the eyeliner, depends on the push-up bras, depends on the girdle, whatever the fuck. They depend on shit. Whereas a male depends on other men. Haven't y'all not noticed that? How they depend on other men? And when the sun goes away, they don't even know how to fucking act anymore. They're lost. Because when the cult leader comes and goes, they're all lost, gentlemen. They're lost. And that's the reason why challenges become struggles. And struggles become excuses. And excuses become blame. And blame becomes victimhood. And victimhood starts with poor me. And poor me triggers emotions. Guys, I don't make this shit up. Don't fucking believe me. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. But nobody talks to you this way. Because they don't want you to know that you can be free. You need to cut the fucking chains. Free your fucking mind from all the bullshit. Guys, even me, free your mind from us all. See that shit? Y'all think I was just going to say just everybody but me. No, free your mind from everybody. But how many YouTubers are going to tell you to do that shit? Nobody's going to tell you to do that shit. I tell you to free your mind from me. God, no, I'm going to lose subscribers. So I might see how they think, man. No, I'm telling you what to do. Because the only way you're going to avoid the challenges and not see even challenges or struggles is by seeing it yourself and know what you are. Stop walking with everybody else as they walk down the path or roadway to excuses, to conforming, to being emotional, to being problematic, to blaming, to running away from who they are. You got to, I can't stop you. I can only tell you guys. I can only tell you. Because I tell you this much, nobody's going to tell you this. Everybody wants you all to walk to the beat of your own fucking drum. Everybody is trying to get you to think like them. Why can't you think for your fucking selves? Stop following everybody over that cliff. You should be running the other fucking way. See, they're going towards the cliff. See what they're running from? They're running from the fire, the storms. They're running from the hurricanes. They're running from everything bad. But what they don't know, what is worse, is going over that fucking cliff. But I promise you, if you go towards that fucking fire and you go towards that fucking bullets and go into that dark ass cave and go into all that shit you think is bad, I promise you on the other end is going to be the new you waiting for you. He's going to be waiting for you, not me, to finally think independently, allowing your mindset, your success, your laws, your rules, and how you move for yourself, which is going to give you freedom. Freedom. I was 9 years old. 9 years old, bro. I did at nine. 9 years old. 9 years old. I started at nine. I'm not done. I'm not done yet. I'm not done. I'm still freeing myself. Every day I free myself. I'm not done. I won't be done until the day I die. I won't be done. I won't be able to free myself and keep expanding what I am. Please don't listen, man. Look. I'm gonna tell you one time. This person asked, listen. All you young motherfuckers, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna play with y'all. Don't fucking disrespect. You know, listen to me. I'm the teacher that doesn't like a smart ass. I don't like motherfuckers that show off. And I don't like motherfuckers that say shit to motherfuckers that ask questions. So this is your last warning, D. I am telling you right now, your last warning. I promise you. That person did nothing wrong or nothing to you to warrant that shit. He's trying to learn. Stop fucking with him. This is why I tell you guys to stay focused, man. Because everybody's going to try to throw your focus off. That's what the world tries to do. Everybody tries to throw you off. You got to stay firm, dog. Stay firm. It's not a mistake. No. Remember, that was a choice. That was a choice and a decision. That's why I'm getting on you. It wasn't a mistake. Because if you're paying attention, it was a choice, okay? All right? Yes, Joe, we do on the fly. Absolutely. Yes, 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 sir. Let me continue. Let me continue. New experiences are beautiful, man. Stop running away from the new experiences. Go into your lab and create what you are. Be the mad sexual genius. Create your Frankenstein of sexuality where you connect your mouthpiece, your crib, the way you put your beard in, and how you make a woman feel. Create your mad scientist. Nobody's telling you this shit. Be passionate. Be intense with who you are and immerse yourselves into yourselves to a point where you feel like you lose yourselves in your work and what you do for yourself. Because not, oh, listen, you want to know why women lose track of time with us? Because we lose track of time with ourselves. I could be at my desk at 2 a.m. and by the time I look at the clock, it's like 10. Like, what the fuck? Lose time in yourself. Repetition for yourselves. All the aspects of what you are to you. Excuse me. Your passion, everything that you are as a man. That's what we're trying to push in you guys, okay? All right? I just want y'all guys out here to truly, truly just learn what we're saying, okay? Learn what he's saying. And learn the information for yourselves. Nobody wants you to know this. I always tell you guys, you know, a thought that you have that you don't do, I always tell you it's a fantasy and a daydream. I tell you to stop daydreaming. I tell you to stop fantasizing. But don't ever stop dreaming the world that you are in and allow yourselves to imagine what a future you could be like, and trust that. And not just look at your future you, look at the breadcrumbs that lead to that future you. Gentlemen, nobody wants you to see that. I want to pull out your vision that you have for yourself, your thoughts for yourself, and power for yourself. Imagine for yourself. Change for yourself. Perceive for yourself. Focus on yourself. For you, 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 you. And say, fuck the world. That's how you're going to get through this. That's how you're going to get through this. It's how you do this for yourselves. But once you are able to do this, you're going to unlock opportunities, man. Everything is at your door, man. Everything is knocking at your motherfucking door. The only difference is opportunity banging down your fucking door? Or is it knocking lightly at your door? And if it's knocking lightly at your door, then you should understand that there are things that you are doing to prevent the banging to be loud. Because so many of you guys are so busy looking at the bad of the woman, the problems of the world, because y'all have been trained that way from all those cults out there, that the man sees opportunity all around him. No matter where he goes, opportunity is all around us. Okay? Every day, Because either you are untrained or unaware of the signals that's right in front of you. You know the saying that, you know, you're so far in the forest, you can't see the trees. But a man always will see opportunity. Why do you think I find opportunity in text messages? And also, even if the text message is bad, I'll give her the opportunity to go the fuck off and goodbye. That's the opportunity. You're lost. Goodbye. This is what I'm trying to get you guys to see. And this is what I'm trying to get you guys to feel and think. See the opportunities that the game presents you. See, we don't take advantage of the surface dwellers. We can. And some do. Don't get it wrong. Some men will eat you fuckers up and take what the fuck you have. That's the truth. But I'm saying don't take a chance. Don't take a advantage of them because they're problematic. But unfortunately, it's let me explain taking advantage so y'all can understand what the fuck I'm saying, because it's hard. Well, I won't say it's hard. Okay? I won't say it's hard to do. All right, but it's a situation that a lot of y'all guys think about and talk about. And what happens for a lot of you guys out here is that a lot of you guys out here, when you start to learn game, what do you do when your best friend's girlfriend or wife or friend or a person you know who's been trying to get this woman for like 6 months, what happens when she wants to fuck you? What happens when she wants to see you? What happens when she comes knocking at your door or shows up at your job accidentally or purposely because she can't understand why you so cool with it? I told you, hey, I did it. I told you. Y'all know I admit it. Y'all know my story. I'm honest with you. I did it, but it really wasn't my fault. As y'all know, I did it, right? Right? Remember I told you guys that my boy was interested in a girl way back. I was a dick resting day and I was playing my video games. I decided to drive him across town. Now, remember, he liked a girl or a young woman. He liked her. Well, she was an older chick. He liked her, but she had a boyfriend. So it really wasn't took from him. She really didn't like him, but she cussed him out in front of me. She cussed him out in front of me. She dogged him out in front of me. And when the cuss and the dog out, I couldn't stand there and let my boy get. So I told her, man, oh, man, Kenny, let's go, man. Like, fuck this woman, man. Fuck this bitch. Let's go. Who you talking to? I said, I'm talking to you. And I said, don't make me fuck you, make you fall in love. That's all. I didn't say anything else. And then, you know, I don't know how, but, you know, a week later, just chilling at the house. Guys, chilling at the house, eating a bowl of my Excuse Fairy Crunch. All right, guys, y'all know, might eat my Excuse Fairy Crunch. And guys, as you know, this is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. Guys, make sure you get your box of Excuse Fairy Crunch. Comes in fruit flavors and cocoa flavors. But here I am, eating my Excuse Fairy Crunch. Building up my lactose intolerant self that I am today. And she just knocks on the door and asks, is he over, asked to come in. I didn't do it. She came on to me. But I'm saying, y'all guys out there, y'all going to be in situations where the woman's going to throw themselves on you. I'm just saying, y'all going to be in that situation, okay? But I'm just letting y'all know what happens and when opportunities, and I'm not saying this is an opportunity. What I'm saying to all you guys is to understand what an opportunity is. I'm not saying that you should fuck a guy who like, listen, here's the problem. The problem is women are sick of average guys. And if you're not average, you're going to stand out. Thus, when the average guy is average, it's going to force the woman to want to look at you because you're not average. You're above average. And if you can lead a woman to see things about herself, guys, as I told you, you change up the game. An opportunity is anything that provides you with the chance to change your circumstances for the better, right? So when a woman comes at you, that could be an opportunity. But remember, you're the opportunity. All your life, you have been her option, and this is why women get away with shit. This is why, what is average to you? I don't know what average is because I don't live in the world of average. I don't fucking know what average is. I know I ain't average, though. I don't know what fucking average is, Joshua. I don't know what it is. But shout out. Hey, what's up? Hey, shout out to all the ladies. Hey, Renee, all this. Let me tell you when a woman's opportunity. Let me tell you what a woman does when she's running shit. They'll have their bosses like them. And they will be able to wear their own pajamas and have their titties popping out, go over there to another guy's house just to tease his ass. Just to tease him. Bye. Hold on a second. Guys, you got numbers. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. But what I'm saying is when they are opportunity, they got these guys kissing their asses, doing everything. Everything. They will even put money on the table for these women just for shits and giggles. When women, I'm telling y'all guys, man, y'all got to be careful about that shit. But now let me get back to it. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that, see, the problem is that you are not looking at yourself as an opportunity to a woman. But you must ask yourself, what am I going to bring to her? See, you can't be her opportunity if you can't show her sides of herself that she might not see in herself. Remember, I showed you guys. Let me pull it up for you guys real quick. Guys, y'all want to call in? I got you. Y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. But what I'm saying to you guys, let me see. Let me pull it up. See, remember I told you option? Option's going to put you on the corner of he's a loser in the friend zone or on the corner of no booty. Let's hang out. Remember that shit? Y'all don't want to be on that shit. But I'm going to show you all this shit. See, remember, guys, it goes the same with women. But always remember that a lot of women are not used to going beyond that thing, beyond that area. And that's why when they meet men that know what they're doing, we can push them outside of that. And when you push them outside of themselves, they love the feeling because you're taking away things that bug every woman all the time. Women go through certain things, and that's the truth. But how they handle it, okay? Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Mouthpieces. Hey, guys, mouthpiece is important. But, again, that's part of what we already talked about. You all late and shit. But what I'm saying to you guys, remember as I was telling you, if y'all are just joining us, you're not looking at problems the right way, okay? Because the moment you shift your perspective, okay, and stop seeing your problems as challenges, it's the moment you begin to train yourself to spot opportunities in that. Remember, as I told you before, what happens when you meet a woman, okay, that is holding, like, you know, remember, every woman you meet, guys, every woman you're going to run into, okay, we've already discussed it, we've already talked about it, every woman you meet is going to have a certain mindset, and the mindset of the woman, as she's going to have, is going to be her beliefs, her judgments, morals, her values, and no trust, and even trust can be a thing. Always remember that, okay? This is every woman that you run into, every woman you meet. But as I said before, gentlemen, what is beautiful about this is the behavior modification. But the behavior modification is not coming from you forcing yourself on her or begging her or trying to get her, okay? Trying to get her where you want to get her. The funny thing is about it is what you are and how you are to yourself. That's what changes up the game, gentlemen. That's what changes everything up. But what we've got to get y'all to do is start to train yourself in how you are around women versus worrying about what you are to the woman, okay? Well, but Rich, hold on. See? Okay, let me stop. All right, listen, see that? Don't kick him out. Don't kick him out. Listen. This is why your boy O'Shea that came in told you that. See that right there? Who said that? Whoever said something to him at that time. Y'all see? Rich, this ain't for you, brother. Your mind cannot comprehend what the fuck I'm saying. So what your mind did, I'm gonna show y'all game right here. We ain't getting mad at him. I'm gonna show y'all game. What happened is his mind said, don't listen to that motherfucker. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, if you stand on your principles and you tell a woman no, and you walk away from her, that is just such an egomaniac. It's not right. You're not allowed to be an egomaniac. You're not allowed to stand on your principles. You're not allowed to be able to walk away and show the woman that you have options. You're not allowed to do that. So what his mind did, gentlemen, I'm trying to show you this. What his mind did was do damage to him. But wait, I want to show y'all something. I got somebody send something. Let me see if I can find it. Give me a second. I had a client that was happy about his bid. Tyler, I'm not going to play your shit right now, Tyler. I just want to show you a bid. Hold on, give me a second. I want to show y'all a bid. Had a client that learned his bid. You know, we did the bid and everything. And let me see if I can show you shit. Hold on, let me pull that shit up. So I don't want him to, let me see. Oh, shit. I'm going to show you this shit, dog. I love this shit. I love when guys listen to old boy and just realize that how easy game it is. What's your schedule? Let me see what he's saying. Oh, man. Dude, let me show. I just got to make sure. All right, I can show you this. I got to make sure the lady's number isn't shown. I just want to show y'all game. Oh, this is Mona Lisa. And I know Tyler is going to fucking place. Matter of fact, I'm trying to hurry before Tyler says something. Hold on, guys. Let me do this real quick because I know how y'all are. Y'all see the successes of being a man. And y'all, now, guys, this is another guy that learned his bid. He's been working on his mouthpiece. He's been working on his standard. And he's presenting himself as an opportunity to the woman versus trying to be the option. Okay, I want to show you this because I love this shit. I think this is what you guys should strive for when it comes to women when you learn the game, guys. And this is not being rude to her, mean to her, disrespectful. I'm gonna show y'all this, guys. I gotta show y'all this. I liked it. This is he just sent me this. All right, hold on, let me grab it. All right, I'm about to show you guys. Let me about to post it right now. I want y'all to see this. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. We got y'all covered. If y'all have a question, go ahead and put it in there. We got y'all covered. Reggie, I'll get your screenshots in a second. I get your screenshot. But I want to show y'all something because the thing that's beautiful about what we're teaching you, we always are showing you receipts with women. Guys, if you're not living your life this way, man, and seeing the receipts that you get and the results that you get, this is not the place for you, but let me show you. I'm proud of this guy. This motherfucker's cold with it, man. Let me show you this. Let me show you what he did. Let me show you what he did. All right, let me show you. I had to double check to make sure that her number wasn't on there. Okay, so here we go. All right, so let's look at the first one. Oh, wait. Let me get my glasses on. Oh, where are my glasses? Where the fuck are my glasses? Oh, here you go. All right, guys, I got to put my glasses on because you know I got to read. I got to read this. Y'all know, so give me a second. Let me wipe the glasses off of it. I put the glasses on so I can read this shit. So let's go ahead and read. Wait, let's read. Hold on, let's read this one. I don't know if it's in order. I don't know what the order is. So we're going to go here first. Hold on, give me a second. Let me read this one first. All right, I guess that's the order. I guess that's the first one. All right, here we go. We'll read in order. Wait, all right. All right, so here we go. Here's the order. Let me read. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Sorry, hold on. Let's get this one. Here we go. Here we go. And it says, hello, it's Julia, okay? You kind of made my day, not going to lie, okay? You don't hear things like, guys, I keep, hey, hold on a second. Guys, I keep telling y'all that if you learn what I'm showing you, as I said, the surface dwellers are always saying the same shit. I'm showing you how to be different, showing you how to be unique. But let's get back to what she's saying to him. This is the lifestyle right here. Let me put the glasses back on. She says, you kind of made my day, not going to lie. You don't hear things like that from strangers on a daily basis. I do want to admit something. I'm in a happy relationship, and I think I'd like to hang out with you. I wish you the best, though. It was nice to meet you. Now, hold on, guys. Now, wait. See, a lot of you guys are saying, well, Steve, did he actually win, guys? Y'all don't see. Remember, he's not looking at that as a problem. He's looking at that shit as opportunity. So let's get to what he says. He says, all right, he says, thanks for the message. I must say, you caught my eye. You're standing over there. I had to make a choice to come over here and introduce myself. I understand, but if you change your mind, candle in the window, drop me a message, and it would be nice to get to know you over a drink. Now, the only thing he didn't use is intimate, and I'm fine, but gentlemen, what did she say? No. I'm not interested. I got a man. But remember, guys, what y'all are forgetting is that he already hit what he needed to hit to change the perspective of what she was thinking by what she was saying, okay? All right, what she was saying. But now let's get to the second part of, remember the woman that says that she has a man and I'm not interested, yada, yada, yada. All right, so let's go ahead and hit this one. Oh, I'm sorry. This is another one. Okay, here's another one. Oh, no, this is another woman. Okay, so he's working the women. Here's another one. Let's read this one. This one says, let me read it and put the glasses on. They say hi. They tell their name. Okay. Hope his Bristol is treating you well. What's your schedule looking like Saturday? I have somewhere in mind to grab a drink. Look at that. Hey, straight telling her what to do. All right, what's not to like about Bristol? Yeah, I'll be in a bath during the day on Saturday. Wait, in Bath. I guess there's a place. I don't know what that is. Just know that I left my cute outfits and heels in Amsterdam. Nice. Bath is lovely. I guess it's a city, I guess. I guess you're being spoiled, whatever. Okay, haha. If you look anything like you do this evening, it won't be a problem. Let's say Saturday evening. All right, the place is called Brown's, and they have a nice bar there. Does 8 work for you? 8 will work for me just fine. Hey, got a smiley face. See you on Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Gentlemen, if he wanted to, let me show y'all something. Let me topple on this. If he wanted to, he can say, after enjoy the rest of the evening, that he can push the evening portion a little bit further if he wanted to. But this is how game works, okay? This is how game works, okay? This is how it works. And I'm just saying, follow it. But remember, if you're joining us, I'm trying to show you a different way of seeing things. Don't look at things as a problem. Look at them as a choice, gentlemen, when you're dealing with women, okay? Think of them as a choice, okay? And I want it to be the choice of this is what you're going to get being with me. But y'all are not looking at the game as opportunities. Y'all are still looking at the game as problems, okay? But before we get in there, let me grab 803 real quick. 803, let me bring you in real quick, guys. We'll continue this. 803, what's your question, brother? How can I help you? Oh, shit, I'm sorry. 803.
Hey, yo, what's up? I was wondering because we never had a chance to get back together and make it happen with the I called her, I left a message, she didn't reply back. I don't know if I did something wrong with the thing you told me to send her.
I'm gonna ask you a question, brother. Why don't you listen to me, dog? I don't understand. Why don't you listen? What did I tell you to do?
I listen. I follow your
stop,
orders.
Stop. I know. What did I tell you to do, though? What did I tell you?
Hello, you hear me? Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. Unmute yourself. Hello? Yo! God damn it. Some fucking bullshit, man. Yo, I can't hear you. I think his damn phone line acting up again. Yo! Fucking Jesus Christ, man. Damn it.